From now on, we're going to call you the Appalachian Songbirds.
Wow.
That's beautiful. Goodness gracious. Well, that's another perfect example of the tradition of singing in fifths in folk music. And the thing that's so wonderful about what I'm witnessing today is you guys are all, as songwriters, carrying on this tradition, but you're having your own way with the words in your own experience in this particular century. So it's just so great to me to hear these beautiful words accompanied by these. I hear the tradition in the singing and the songs, but the words are just wonderful. I'm so appreciative of what you guys are doing. And why don't we take some questions? Yes.
I wouldn't say I incorporate into the writing, but we have been singing together a long time. We also do something that I saw them do. We weren't looking at each other at that time, but when we learn these songs, we're looking right at each other, and we sometimes even get really close and sit, you know, and really sing to each other and watch each other's eyes, and that's a way of learning when you're going to start and stop a phrase. And you know, we've been singing that a long time, and I think there was a time period at the beginning when we were working on phrasing, but I don't remember it.
I'm going to add that makes me think of something real quick. Have you guys ever had this experience? Singing is such a personal thing.
Yes, it's very intimate.
I remember, I'm not really dropping names just for the sake of it, but I was singing somewhere, it might have been Telluride or here with Emmy one time, and I was really self-conscious of looking in her eyes. And it's really weird because singing is such a personal thing.
It really is.
And this can happen with even people you're in a band with. And I think there's something so sacred and secret about our secret hearts that when we're singing spiritually, we have this double task of putting this out there and somehow being in touch with this really ultra personal thing. And I wonder if that, because when you talked about looking in each other's eyes, it made me think of that. Sometimes it's a daunting task.
It is. And we teach that when we do these harmony workshops. We put people in, we just randomly put them in pairs and send them off to learn things. And we say, look in each other's eyes and just get past it. Because it's a staring kind of thing that people don't normally do in daily life. But it really helps the singing a lot. And I think helps the whole spiritual part of bringing two voices together. So.
And if I may add too, just the difference between harmony singing and solo singing is in our workshops, one of the things that I like to say is people who are so self-conscious about the instrument of their voice, it's an understandable thing. But if you can just remember that it's not about you, it's about the song. That's one of my big lines that I love to say. However, when you're singing with someone, it is about both of you and the song, and so it really is a different animal because you're bringing all three of those aspects together, and so I think that connection is part of what does bring the presentation of the song into a different level.
And I noticed when you were singing that it is really hard to sing sitting down, and I was watching your posture.
Yeah,
you were,
I have to.
You
scoot
were totally
way up,
correct.
So well, these chairs just sort of sink back. So.
And it's really early in the morning.
Because what's happening, the vehicle by which the air is pushed out of our, is our diaphragm. So when you're sitting, it kind of, it's like taking a balloon and trying to fold it in half. So if you can, you want to try to sit upright when you're singing. Any questions? Let's see. Yes, up there in the red. Yeah, that's you. Mm-hmm. What is what?
It means without accompaniment, so it means without instruments, it's just the voices.
Yes, in the red shirt right there.
What's your vocal warm-up routine? Do you all have a warm-up voice?
Coffee.
You can leave it
said, she does warm up.
I always like to slaughter a sheep before I sing. Yeah, standing up there in the... Well, I'm kind of dealing with that this weekend. I'm having a bit of an allergy attack. You know, you just don't have any choice. It's the best thing is sleep and water. And I haven't been able to get much sleep, so I'm just drinking copious amounts of water. Really, sometimes you have to plow through it. And the thing to keep in mind is you don't want to hurt yourself. So if you get into a place where you might get laryngitis or something, you just have to not work, you know, if you can. Yes, in the red hat. I think it is. I think it's real teachable. I pretty much any of us can go, woo! Can you go, woo? All right, you just sang in falsetto. I mean, you really did. It might be higher if you're a girl. That would probably be about right for a man. I mean, you could, if you want to practice it, you could do something like, just talk like a cartoon character. I don't know what you're doing over there, but and that sounds really stupid, but that's your falsetto voice. That's falsetto.
John, before it gets too late, I just want to request that you do a song. Oh.
Figure out the right key. since everybody's kind of doing a cappella tunes, I'll do a tune I learned from Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice called Talk About Suffering. If you guys want to join in, it's a perfect harmony song.